basketball program in the 80s and early 90s. Always fun to let those things come out and get together and have fun. And now you turn the page, you got ready for Beckman last night as you fell the Blazers 53-44. Hard fought game. They came out on top. They were firing in all cylinders earlier. You had to fight back after a 14-8 deficit. You fought back and get it respectable near halftime. Talk about the effort of your team coming out last night.
Yeah, you know, from the start, you know, they kind of punched us in the mouth. They got Gallagher going early, and that was one thing we didn't want them to do. And he got rolling, had 8 early points, I think, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And then from there, it's just kind of like we just weren't making shots that we normally would make or just anything like that. So we didn't start off great, but brought it within 6 to end the first quarter and then within 2 to end the second quarter going into halftime. And we were in a really good spot there, you know, and made some adjustments at halftime and came out of halftime and did a really good job, took a lead there for a while, and then just stopped making shots again. And when you stop making shots, you've got to be able to, you know, get to the rim and finish through contact or get to the free throw line or, you know, get stops. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get enough of those last night.
And your team fought back, though, tied it up, took the lead, and great job there in the third quarter battling. But as you said, just not enough to get stops and to make baskets. But another learning experience against a non-conference team, former WAMAC East team. But it was a battle just like you're used to in the WAMAC Conference. And now you get to come, you get to stay on the road, I should say, Friday night as you'll travel down to Tiffin to take on Clear Creek Amana. The Clippers coming in with a 1-5 mark.
Yeah, and Clear Creek, they are a very young team. They start 4 sophomores and then a freshman, and then they've got some guys off the bench who are a little more experienced. But they're young, so they're a feisty group. They're going to be ready to go. They haven't played at all this week, so they're going to be rested. So, you know, obviously we weren't able to have a full practice today. We were able to get an optional one in, which was good for our guys to get back in the gym and, you know, get some shots, play up and down for a while. But we've got a full day of practice tomorrow, and then we've got to get ready for, they're going to be good. It's tough to go play down there, too, a long bus ride, so we're looking forward to it.
Indeed, and then short turnaround there, 3-game week, playing in the Wendy's Midwest One Bank Classic at Loras College, coming up on Saturday afternoon at 3:30, as they'll take on Dubuque Waller, team you've played the last few years, and now this will be a setting at Loras College on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, the Wendy's Classic is awesome. Great environment for our kids to be able to play in a, first of all, in a college gymnasium. You know, it's always different. You know, the feel being off on a different campus. Mm-hmm. So that's fun for our guys. And then being able to play a quality opponent like Western Dubuque is going to be good for us, too. I saw they had a tough one last night with Dubuque Senior. They've had a couple of tough ones with some guys that we've had on our schedule. So we're looking forward. It should be a pretty good matchup. Going to have to rebound better than we did last night, but just looking forward to every opportunity we have to improve moving forward into the playoffs this year.
No doubt. Hawks against Dubuque Waller on Saturday afternoon at 3:30. We'll have that one for you here from KMCH Sports. Coach, we'll see you then. Until then, have a good couple of days here. Good luck against the Clippers on Friday night. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks for your time as always.
Thanks, guys.
Drake Scurry, the head coach of the West Delaware Boys, here on the program. More of the show coming up here from KMCH Sports.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville, built in Red Power.
Is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Nutrien Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
We're back into the KMCH Sports Zone. First one of the new year. A happy new year. Happy 2023 to you. John Swisher along with you and joined by the head coach of the West Delaware girls basketball program, Brad Wubina, as the Hawks are at 3-6 now since we last talked. They are 1-1. We go back to December 20th, the game right before the break, and the Hawks fell to Marion at home inside Cedar 48-44. Had a lead early in that game for most of the way. Marion had to battle back, coach, and take that one at the win. A hard one to get past there with Marion, a good team, a ranked team, almost pulled off the upset, but just not enough. It wasn't meant to be, as Marion able to pull it out on that 20th of December.
Yeah, John, we have been in a great habit of getting off to good starts since the first couple of games. And we did, and the shots were dropping, and then we jumped out to a pretty nice lead, even going into half. After in the third quarter there, we kind of hit a stretch where we gave up. There's four or five trips down the floor where we gave up some offensive rebounds, and they led to second chance points, which ended in the end. It probably was the difference.
Indeed, and what else? A lot of positives in that game. As you said, got off to a good start, making shots. Offense was going well. Talk about the positives for your team, too.
Well, it's obvious that we're improving. It's not always going to show up in the win-loss column and necessarily on the scoreboard, but we are definitely getting better. We're starting to move better, find each other. We're defending as a team, just making that extra pass sometimes that gets the open shot. It's a work in progress, and we are certainly progressing.
Indeed. You can see it on the floor with the girls. And last night, we'll talk about Beckman. But first, over the break, a chance to get some practice in, some team bonding, and come together, get ready for the second half of the year. And then that scrimmage against three very competitive teams, Center Point Urbana, North Lynn, Central Cater. Playing teams like that will help get you better as well, as you welcome them all into Cedar Gymnasium on that 30th of December, that last Friday. So good to see a competitive competition for scrimmages.
Yeah, we gave the girls 5 days off over the Christmas break. We came back on the 27th, Tuesday the 27th, and we just had a fantastic week. I was really excited to get back in the gym last night because of that week we had. Right from that Tuesday when we came back, the energy level was great. Once we got past the being winded from being off for so long, the energy was good. The girls were competing and going hard, and Friday was just a grip every game we played. It's a lot of basketball to play in one day, but they kept with it, and I feel we got better on both ends of the floor.
And then last night, taking to the road, playing Beckman non-conference, first time since you go back to the 2002-03 seasons. They've been in the WAMAC with West Delaware since 03. So non-conference, new look, but a doubleheader, more than just two games, four games taking place last night over in Dyersville. Beckman came out, got in front of you early on, 8-6. Your team responded, 18 points in that second quarter to take the four-point lead at half. What'd you see early on in that game that you liked?
Well, I felt there was at the beginning of the game, we did a pretty good job of taking care of the basketball. Some of our clean looks weren't dropping, which happens. It wasn't that big a deal. And then in the second quarter, shots started dropping and helping out. We had extended that lead quite a bit in the second quarter and gave some of that back, which was a little bit concerning. But, you know, in the end, we finally got on the right side of that scoreboard.
And that's what's about, being able to make the plays down the stretch, make some shots, get some defensive stops and turnovers, and your team found a way to win and pull out that 9-point victory last night over Beckman, 45-36. And this has been an even series over the years, as your team leads it now 17-16 since games played. You go all the way back to 2006, so it's always a battle when you get together with Beckman. So a good thing for your team being able to pull that one out on the road last night.
It was. That's always a tough place to play. They have great crowds there, great energy. It's a smaller gym than ours, the floor is, and it just seems like they're always tough over there.
No doubt about it. Now you get back in the WOMAC Conference and you get to come back home, Seedorf Gymnasium, on a Friday night as you welcome in Clear Creek Amana. And the Clippers are one of those strong teams on the west side of the WOMAC. What do you know about them?
Well, they're big. They're tall. They have a lot of returners, again, from last year, as most of these ranked teams that we're facing in the WOMAC do. And it's going to be a tough test. This will be probably one of our toughest of the season.
A 6-2 team, 4-1 in WOMAC standings is Clear Creek Amana. As you talked about the girls staying positive and seeing the improvement and being able to play tough teams like you talked about at your scrimmage and being able to come out and when you weren't playing the best, being able to hang on and get that to win last night. So being improved and seeing the results, the hard work paying off, the name of the game here.
Yeah, it is, and I'm happy this one's at home. We do seem to play a little better at home, and the ball goes through the hoop a little bit easier at home, and we got usually a little bigger crowd, so a few things working in our favor there.
Indeed, I'll be glad to see your team once again. It feels like besides last night, it's been a while, so we'll have coverage on our KMCH Sports video stream. Roger Wright and I from Seedorf on Friday night. Coach, good to talk to you, and we will see you on Friday night. Have a good couple of days until then.
Thank you, John. You as well.
Brad Wubina, the head coach of the West Delaware Girls Basketball Program. We will be back with more of the show right after this from KMCH Sports.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I gotta tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
.637 now here on this Wednesday night of the KMCH Sports Zone. John Swisher back with you. Eric Connor is the head coach in the Coconut Valley Boys basketball program as the Wildcats at 5-4 overall, 4-3 in the Tri-Rivers Conference. As the Wildcats, since we last talked, losing to North Lynn 72-43 on that Tuesday night before break, and then last night to Central City 51-46. We touch on that North Lynn game, Coach, going back to the Tuesday before the break, as I said, on that 20th, 72-43 at North Lynn, as the Lynx were able to get a home win on that night over your team.
Yeah, going into the game, we felt like we were in a pretty good spot, playing pretty good basketball, and have been shooting the ball really well. So, liked our chances, knowing that any time that you're playing North Lynn, you're going to have almost perfect effort. You have to shoot the ball well, you have to play good defensively, and I really did feel like, outside of us, our on-ball defense and our man-to-man, I felt like we did a really, really good job of rotating and helping off of our guy for a second. Just got to tip our hat to North Lynn. They hit shots all night. We had said at halftime that kind of got to trust what we're doing and, hope that North Lynn misses some of those shots in the second half, and they almost shot better in the second half than they did the first half. And, going back and watching it on film and seeing that, honestly, we did do a lot of stuff really, really well. And I thought we played well defensively. It's just that, sometimes a team has a good shooting night. And like I said, anyway, North Lynn's a good team. They're going to compete for the conference championship on our side for sure. So just happy with our guys' effort, though. And, we've been saying for a number of years that, since Coach Cass and I took over the program to our guys, that North Lynn's definitely the standard. It's been proven for that they've won the league how many years in a row now. So just try to do, emulate some of those things that they're doing and look at what they do, how they're focusing in on details and all the little things that they do, and just sometimes you can learn from your opponents more than watching anything else as well.
And getting ready for the second half of the season, your break, talk about that. Any scrimmages? How did you handle that this year?
Yeah, with the weather, so we played North Lynn on that Tuesday, prior to break. We gave them Wednesday through the following Monday off. So the number of days straight off, and got to talk to them about, you know, conditioning level, making sure that if they have a way of getting up and doing something instead of putting a bunch of junk in their body over break, and you know, showing up on that Tuesday after Christmas, that they would regret not being able to do anything. But honestly, we had the easily the best week of practice we've had this season, and you know, probably since I've taken over the program, that's been our best break stretch of practices that we've had. We just, you know, really honed in on the details of our defense and offensive stuff, and ended up scrimmaging. Went to Cascade last Thursday and scrimmaged Cascade and Dunkerton. And when, you know, our guys came out ready to play, we had, in both games that we played, or both scrimmages that we played, we had stretches, kind of a lull that we got in offensively and defensively. But, you know, again, we just talked about after that, you know, stringing together some good practices and, you know, coming out of break, hoping to continue some of that stuff that we did well over break in practice and in those scrimmages, and, you know, kind of carrying into the second half of the year for us.
Eric Connor, the head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Boys basketball program, joining us here on the Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. And then coming back after the break last night, getting things started with Central City. Supposed to be a normal road trip, but not so normal, as you got to play a home game instead, as Central City had some heating issues in the school, the gymnasium, cool conditions. It would have been way cool to play last night almost outside, as 51-46 Central City came away with that win on a home night last night. Talk about that. At least you didn't have to take the bus trip last night.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always a silver lining. Not the outcome we wanted. You know, going into the night, like I said just a couple minutes ago, a couple seconds ago, we wanted to come out of break continuing some of that stuff that we did. And, you know, I just felt like, especially in the first quarter, we were not sharp on either side of the ball. Offensively, we're, you know, got to tip your hat to Central City. They obviously, Avery Holtz is averaging 18 and a half a game, so they face guarded him the entire night. And, you know, it's almost just like we don't have him at the point. Toby Grimm's around the point, so like I told our guys, I mean, they're basically saying their four are not, or your four, our four are not better than their four that are left. You guys go ahead and beat us. And kind of just took us out of sync offensively, and I think that carried over a little bit on the defensive side. And I felt like, Mekhi Benton hit, he probably had five or six shots that were just tough contested shots, three or four of them were bank shots that went in the first quarter, in the first half specifically, that, you know, if those don't fall, we probably go the other end with a defensive rebound and get a good quality look. You know, what I think that we struggled and we let the game slip away from us, because I definitely feel like that's a game that we had to have, and it's one that we expected to get. Knew that it was going to be a dogfight. Central City's a pretty good team, but, you know, as I watched film and broke stuff down, we didn't get to the line enough. We weren't aggressive enough to get ourselves to the line. We missed three opportunities, a couple of them being one-on-one opportunities, so potentially 5 points from the line that we gave up, and then we missed 19 shots around the rim. Mm. You know, some of them were in transition. Some of them were contested, you know, 50-50 calls, whether or not there should have been a foul or not. But, you know, just our toughness level was not there last night like I expected it to be. And, you know, we talked to the guys about that after the game, that, you know, there's a standard of excellence that when you put on a Maquoketa Valley Wildcat jersey that you need to withhold yourself and your teammates to. And that was not done last night. It's not acceptable going forward if we want to be as successful as we have an opportunity to be. So you can always learn stuff from wins and losses both. Obviously, you want to be on the winning side of the scoreboard. That's a lot more fun, but, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you learn more from a loss, and I'm hoping to see that from our guys. You know, was hoping to see it today. We didn't get a chance to practice with the weather, But, you know, we're going to have a good day of practice tomorrow, hopefully, and we'll rebound on Friday night.
That's my next point. You want to get back in the gym and work on those things and learn from those things after a tough loss like that. Unfortunately, Mother Nature stands in the way sometimes, but that's Iowa winters, and you've been through this a few years now, and you just know that doesn't happen sometimes. You'll have to get back in Thursday and have one day to prepare now for your Friday game as Lisbon will come to town.
And we're going to kind of go back to COVID times and get on a Zoom session here at 7:30 and break down some film as a team and, kind of at least talk through some stuff that I saw when I was breaking down film and Coach Cassett saw when he was breaking some down that, you know, definitely needs to be addressed while it's fresh on our minds. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we were hoping to do that tonight at practice, but, you know, like you said, sometimes Mother Nature stands in the way and we have to find other means to do that. So hopefully we get a chance to prepare for Lisbon. I'd expect another dogfight with Lisbon as it's been the last three or four times that we played them. They're going to play hard. They're not quite as deep as they have been, but they got a good guard and a good post player, and that's what you need at the 1A level to be able to compete.
Indeed, as Lisbon and then next week North Cedar and East Buchanan on the docket. Coach, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next week and recap and preview those games. Have a good week, rest of the week, and good luck Friday night.
Yeah, thank you much, Wish.
You've been Eric Connor, the head coach of the Coconut Valley Wildcat Boys here on the program at 6:46 here on this Wednesday night. KMC Sports Zone rolling along. We'll have more coaches coming up here on Mix 94.7 and KMCH.com.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
This is Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Boric, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call on a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory-certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com, your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Dunn & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs and top quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Dunn & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their seven convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine-in or carry-out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
.650 here at Mix 94.7 KMCH, 30 degrees, downtown Manchester. Winds out of the southwest at 9 miles per hour this Wednesday night. KMCH Sports Zone, John Swisher, glad to have you along. As joining me now is Cascade Boys head coach Nate McMullen, as the Cougars at 5-3 overall, 4-3 in the River Valley North side. As since we last talked, 1-1 for the Cougars. Beckman losing to the Blazers 54-43 the Tuesday before break, and then coming back with a win, non-conference flavor, over Independence last night, 74-59. Coach, we go back to that Beckman game, always a rival, big matchup, Highway 136, as the Blazers able to get the 11-point difference. Talk about what the differences were in that contest that they won by.
Yeah, you know, Beckman's a good team. Mike does a really good job with them. He scouts us very, very well, knows our tendencies and things like that. But, you know, I think that game came down to, you know, we ran in an offensive rut there on the third and fourth quarter. 17 turnovers doesn't help win any games. But, you know, off of those turnovers, they did a pretty good job. And, you know, they had 16 points off those turnovers. And, you know, those are things that we can improve on throughout, obviously, the break and things like that. But, you know, it's learning things for us moving forward. And, you know, I told the guys a little bit where I was like, fellas, you know, I can't really talk about us being young anymore. You know, we're seven games in, and we got to – there's times that we got to figure it out and kind of go on the run. And, you know, that's what we did going into break.
And how did you use your break? Had that scrimmage that Coach Connor just talked about, Maquoketa Valley and Dunkerton coming to your place. What else did you use the break to work on?
Well, you know, I gave them about 5 days off there on that stretch because, you know, we're battling a lot of sicknesses, which everyone was. Mm-hmm. But giving them that extra break, get them healthy and come back on that Monday. And, you know, we practiced Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Really good stuff, you know, as like I just talked about a little bit, was, you know, the things that we can work on, and they're totally things that we can do better as a team. And then, you know, with two, you know, good teams within Maquoketa Valley and Dunkerton coming into our place just for that scrimmage. And, you know, we did a really good job, and, you know, just improved our defense as much as we could. And it kind of showed last night when we played Independence.
Indeed, traveling to Indy, taking on the Mustangs, Coach Beatty and company in non-conference action, as you jumped out on them in the first quarter, 23-11. They bounced back with a 16-point for a second quarter of play. Talk about how you liked your team, how they came out right out of the gate last night.
Yeah, you know, like you said, coming out early and putting something down right away is big for us. And, you know, I talk to the kids all the time about how our energy defensively leads to our productive offensive scoring. So, you know, jumping out to a 23-11 lead, you know, Coach Beatty does a really good job up there, and they got about four or five scores around them. So, you know, they're going to score points coming back. But, you know, like you said, putting up, they took over in the second, beating us 16-8. So, you know, just constantly getting better, and then going into halftime talking about adjustments and things that we need to improve on. And then coming out, you know, putting up 19 in the third and 24 in the fourth really helped us kind of come out with a win last night.
as you talked about getting past Independence here with Nate McMillan, head coach of the Cascade Cougars. A very guard-oriented game last night with a lot of quick guards, a lot of shooting, I'm sure, and your team was able to put up 74 points. What else were you happy about with the positives last night at getting a non-conference game right out of the gate?
Yeah, you know, our defense really improved last night. We talk about, you know, sitting in the stance and being active as much as possible, especially with, you know, they got four or five quick guards and they can shoot it too. But our defense led a lot to our transition offense, which led into, you know, us scoring. Jackson Lawrence led us with 30 last night. And, you know, he can be as active as he can defensively, which is going to help all of us. And then, you know, Cole McDermott had 17 for us. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that pitched in with it as well. And, you know, Cass Huffman does a really good job of just distributing the ball for us offensively, and he'll get his. And, you know, Cooper keeps shooting from the outside. And Nathan Shockmill had a big second half for us last night, too. But, you know, I'm sure I'm missing some guys as well, but, you know, as a whole, it was probably the most complete team win that we've had so far in the year. And, you know, that's the best part about basketball is you don't want to be playing your best right now. You want to be playing your best at the end of the year.
Improving, fine-tuning, getting better, no doubt. As West Branch, the opponent coming up on Friday night, you get to stay at home and welcome in the Bears.
Yeah, West Branch is a good team. They're in the South division of the RVC, and they got a really good point guard within Holden Arneman, averaging 19 a game. They got a couple other guys, the Trepnar kid, averaging 15 a game. And they got a transfer in from Iowa City Liberty, the McCullough kid, good shooter. So, you know, they're a good team. We're a good team, so and that's the thing. We just got to keep improving every day, every week, and you see where we're at.
And then East Dubuque, the opponent on Saturday with this three-game week to start the new year, 12:30 in the Loras College Wendy's Midwest One Bank Classic there. So good opportunity for your kids. I'm sure you've played in this the last couple of years, perhaps. Good opportunity to play at Loras.
Yeah, you know, East Dubuque's a team that, you know, we don't really play very much, and it's a great experience for the kids. That's, you know, going to Loras this weekend. I think we go to Co next weekend. So giving those kids the opportunity to experience college courts and experience campuses and things like that, you know, it only transitions into district play where you got to go, and maybe it's a neutral site, maybe it's at home, but you got to show up and play, and that's the biggest thing moving forward for us.
No doubt. Bellevue, Anamosa, and then Albernette at Co College next week. The schedule, we'll talk to you next week and recap and prepare those games. Coach, good luck in your two games coming up Friday and Saturday. Thanks for your time.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wish.
Nate McMullen, the head coach of the Cascade Boys basketball program here on the show at 6:57 on the KMCH Sports Zone. Quite a few more coaches to get to on this Wednesday night. We'll continue to do that next right here at Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common-sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and three-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Do you need life insurance? No matter your stage in life or your expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact me, Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Randy Mahoney in Manchester, to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small town values.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
.701 now here on this Wednesday night. Mix 94.7 KMCH. John Swisher along with you for the KMCH Sports Zone, brought to you by all of our KMCH sports boosters, all 57 of them, as we turn our attention to Edco girls basketball now and bring in the head coach, Steve Putz, as the Lady Vikings, sitting with their record of 5-7 overall, 3-5 in the TRC West Division since we last talked, 1-1, beating Starmont 56-11 back on that Tuesday before the break, and then last night falling to Springville 54-49. As coach, we start with that Starmont game back on December 20th, able to come out and play offense and hold the Stars down for that lopsided win in your final game of 2020.
Yeah, no, the girls came out playing. We played really well defensively all night. Like I said, holding them down. I believe they only had two field goals in the first half and one in the second half for the night. So, I mean, that was a good way to end. And the kind of going into Christmas break with where we were going every night out, we just kept getting a little better and better defensively. So the girls did a nice job there. And then offensively, everything kind of clicked for us inside and outside for that night. And like I said, it was a good overall performance for us as a team.
Good momentum and confidence heading into the break. How did you handle the break? Any scrimmages? How many practices did you go forth with?
Yeah, we were able to, once we got through the Christmas week there, that Monday through Friday, we were able to practice that after Christmas there and that Friday, then we ended up scrimmaging Jessup. So we went down to Jessup on Friday and got in a really good physical scrimmage there to really kind of get us back going into for the start of the Tri-Rivers week again. So it was a good scrimmage with them. Like I said, it was a really physical scrimmage. So I was really glad we were able to do that.
And the start was last night with Springville at home at Edgewood. Fell to the Orioles 54-49. Another close game, but Springville just able to pull away. Talk about the differences in this game last night.
Yeah, last night, like I said, I was really happy with overall how we played, because we played them the first game of the year. We played them in down there, and we lost to them by 33 points to them. So to come around and lose by five shows our improvement that we've made since the start of the season and kind of where we're at the halfway point. And, yeah, we just got off to a little slow start. We were down 9-0 to start the game, and we battled back in that second half of the first quarter to just be down by like two or four going into the second. And then we were down by 11 at halftime and still down by 11 start of the fourth. But the girls, you know, we made a run there in the fourth quarter, but
ended up not quite being enough, but I was, even though we had, you know, a little over 30 turnovers, what was our defensive effort was really good. I mean, considering for most of the night there, because Springville had also 30 turnovers in the game last night. And the last time we played them, they only had 11. So that was good to see our defensive intensity and not backing down to a really good Springville team.
Indeed, and Mother Nature impacting you here today, which you are used to, being involved in basketball in Iowa. As a coach and player, you got to get used to a little adversity here and there, and at least it wasn't a game day that wiped out a game. But now I see on your bound schedule that your next game was supposed to be Cedar Valley Christian. That is wiped out, and you will not play until next week now with Bellevue Marquette and Albernette.
Yeah, exactly. So we kind of get that one game in, and then we get a week to prepare here for next week, which doesn't get any easier. Bellevue Marquette next week is a really solid team on the other side of the conference there. Looking forward to play them. And then Albernette's always a battle when you go back down there on a next Friday night. So looking forward to it, and we'll get prepared for next week.
Indeed. Good luck to you, and have a great weekend.
Yep, thank you so much.
You betcha. Steve Putz, head coach of the Edco Girls basketball program here on the show at 7:05. We'll continue along. More coaches to get to right here from KMCH Sports.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all of your banking needs, visit them in Colesburg, Elkport Garber, Strawberry Point, and Arlington, or online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority.
Jay's Auto!
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petlin today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Healthcare, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
Seven oh eight now here at Mix 94.7 KMCH. Continue along with the Edco theme, and we switch to boys basketball now. The Vikings head coach Justin Olin joins me as Edco at 1-10 overall, 1-6 in the Travers West Division. Since we last talked, Vikings getting their first win, taking down Starmont at home 54-45 back on Tuesday the 20th, and then fell last night in the first game of the new year 69-58 to Springville. We go back to that 20th of December, your first win. Always good to get that first win under the belt, and your team was able to take down a rival in Starmont by 9 on the 20th. Talk about how that game went, Coach.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's always, it was a good matchup both ways. You know, both teams had certain things that
we could take advantage of. And, our guys did a nice job, a couple of games previously. We had a lead and we just didn't keep a hold of the lead. We didn't execute kind of towards the end of the game as we should have, and got some defensive stops we needed. So I was really happy with how the guys really improved in that end of things. We did a nice job of locking down defensively, created some easy scoring opportunities in the fourth quarter just to kind of separate the game out, and then executed really well at the end to just hold on to the lead and get the first win of the year. So I was really happy with the improvement I saw there in the guys of just finishing the game out.
Indeed, and good momentum for your team heading into the break where you're able to work on some things. Talk about how that went and talk about if you had any scrimmages.
Yeah, we just really focused in on, with playing 10 games in that first part of our schedule, somewhat limited our practices. So we just really hit practice hard over the break, didn't go scrimmage anybody, just really focused on our own game and what we needed to do better, more efficiently, and just kind of improve some main aspects on our defensive end and offensive end. And I was really happy with how these guys really came to work, really bought into what we were doing, and I saw a lot of improvement just through the break and even into last night's game as we came in and battled with a team that, they were, it was very competitive both ways for us.
Especially in that first half last night, you came out and jumped on the Orioles 16-11 in that first half, had the 35-22 lead going into the break, and then their offense came alive in that second half.
Yeah, it was a picture-perfect first half, really, for us. We, like I said, you could see the things that we worked on over break really came through nicely, executed a lot of nice sets, handled their, they ran a nice little 1-3-1 trapping defense that we handled well, and just executed, made some great passes for some easy shots, played some nice defense to get some easy buckets, and just built a real nice first half lead, which is the first time that this group of guys has been up that much going in at halftime. So, we didn't coming out in that third, we played a little flat. I don't know, we got to get used to, okay, what's that third quarter look like now? It's just all part of the process. And you guys really did a nice job of, once Springville came back and they kind of went up on us, we battled back to tie it in the fourth, and just they made a couple – hit a couple big shots, and giving up 29 in that third was really, what really ended up getting us when you look at everything. And that'll just be something we'll have to continue to build, work on, to make sure we can't allow that. We just aren't as offensively strong as we have been.
Indeed, and now you get a little bit of a break in your schedule here with the cancellation with CVC. You will not play again until Tuesday night when you have to travel down to Bellevue to take on Marquette, and then you will hit the road again next week, Albertette. So two tougher games. Marquette usually always has competitive teams, and you have to be ready for those two games next week. You'll have a week to prepare for it.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely a challenge going on the road here all next week. Just getting ready. Two teams are going to play at a real high level, full court pressure defense the whole game. Just really have to be, we have to, take the growth that we've had and keep expanding on that and handle the pressure and continue to execute offensively, and then continue to force teams to take tougher shots and end those possessions with a one shot, one missed shot and a rebound. And, and as many possessions as we can get like that, the better that we'll do. And, that's going to be a focus going into those, is handling that pressure and make sure our defense is solid.
Good luck getting ready for those games. We'll talk to you next week to recap and preview some more. Coach, thanks for your time as always.
Hey, sure, appreciate it, Swish. Happy New Year to you.
Absolutely. Same to you. Justin Olin, the head coach of the Edco boys basketball team. 7:14 here on this Wednesday night. After the KMC Sports Zone rolls on after this right here on Mix 94.7.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of the Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit dupaco.com.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects, or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
Are you tired of illness, chronic fatigue, weight gain, and hormone fluctuations? Hi, this is Mindy Jackson, family nurse practitioner and owner of Valturity Healthcare and Wellness Clinic in Manchester, where we provide more than just compassionate healthcare, we provide life care.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
This is Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Borick, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
.717 now here on this Wednesday night, KMC Sports Zone, first one of the new year of 2023. As we are catching up with our coverage area coaches, talking about their breaks and getting ready for the new year, we touch on Northland boys basketball now with head coach Mike Hilmer as the Lynx, a ranked team in Class 1A, 9-0 record overall, 7-0 the Traverse Conference West Division since we've last talked, 2-0 that win over Maquoketa Valley that we talked to Coach Connor about back on December 20th, 72-43 in favor of the Lynx, and then last night taking down the Stars 111-12. Coach, talk about that game against Maquoketa Valley. Coach Connor said they played about as good as they could at times, trying to go against your game plan. Your kids perfected it and able to get out of there with the victory at your place on that 20th of December, the game before the break.
Yeah, I mean, Mac Valley always comes well coached, and they got a lot of great kids, and they played a really good game. We just happened to have one of those games where we're hitting on all cylinders from the outside. I think we had 8 3-pointers at halftime, and I don't know how many we shot, but we're shooting well over, 45% at the time from there. So got us a little bit of a lead, and then, a couple turnovers here and there, and it put us up, and it just gave us some momentum, but a lot closer game probably than the final score indicates.
Indeed, and taking down Maquoketa Valley on that night, 72-43. Heading into the break with great confidence, a 7-0 record there. Talk about the break, how you handled it, how you usually go about it. Pretty normal. Did you get scrimmages in? How'd it go?
Yeah, you know, we're kind of on the opposite side of most teams. Most teams like to go and scrimmage a couple different teams here and there, and we like to kind of shore up our stuff on our own over the break. So we find when we go to those scrimmages, there's just so little downtime that it's, you know, it's almost counterproductive to the way we play. It's hard to play at that pace for a whole scrimmage. So we pretty much stayed at home and worked on the little things to try to make us get better. I thought we had some really good practices over the break, and you know, some kids stepping up and doing some things that they haven't done, and you know, saw some of that show up against Starmont on Tuesday. So it's always rewarding when you see some of those things that you're trying to do in practice, and you see the kids you know, implement them out on the court.
No doubt. And taking care of Starmont at home last night, 111-12. Talking about clicking on all cylinders, your team must have came out and played well last night against Starmont.
Yeah, and, you know, we had another really pretty good shooting night, and it was just one of those nights where it was really, really balanced, too. I can't remember at one point. I think we had somebody with 17, 16, something like that, 15, 14, or whatever the case was. I'm not sure what it ended up, but, you know, I looked at our season totals just before you called, and, you know, our scoring breakdown from our starters is 17, average of 17, 16, 15, 14, and 9, so... very, very well balanced, more balanced than we've been in a long time. You know, usually look at that as, you know, something really, really good. It's hard for other teams to kind of key on somebody or one aspect of your game. And, you know, our subs coming off the bench are pretty good too at putting the ball in the hole.
And continuing to go along with this process and get better, fine-tune as the grind starting here of January, Mother Nature standing in the way like today, not able to get in the gym and practice and get ready. So you'll have to do it on one day of your trip to Kalmus Wheatland for Friday night. But this is something you've been through and the players have off and on over the years. You just know you have to deal with adversity sometimes of not being able to prepare all the time. You're just glad it's not a day before a game.
Yeah, you know, it actually kind of hits at a good time because we practiced, you know, Saturday, took Sunday off, and then hit it hard Monday. So we had quite a few good hard practices in a row. So didn't mind the fact that they got the day off today. We would probably went, you know, a little bit lighter, a little bit shorter anyway. But we've been really, you know, trying to emphasize our defense and things we can do to make our defense better. And those things have been going pretty well. And, you know, we just don't want to take too big a break when you are slowly getting things to where you want them. You want to keep progressing, you know, in that manner if you can. But, you know, it gives the kids kind of a day to refresh, too. So, you know, what you lose physically, you gain mentally, I think, back with the kids.
Indeed. And give us a Upper Iowa update with Jake and Austin.
So, Upper Iowa is, I believe, 7-7 now. They've only played one since the break. Got beat by 12 by a team they had beaten on a last-second shot earlier in the year. Both kids are starting for them right now, and they're, you know, right in the middle of the pack. I think when Christmas hit, the records in the conference were like 4-3, 4-3, 4-3, 4-3, 5-2, 5-2, 2-5, and 1-6 maybe, or something like that. So very, very even conference, and fun to go watch all those games. And, you know, Nick Reed's in there too from Central City. He's been playing really, really well. So it's a lot of fun to watch.
No doubt. Jake and Austin and Nick, former TRC boys at Upper Iowa University. All right, Coach, thanks for your time. We'll talk again next week, recap and prepare. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks a lot, John.
You bet. Mike Helmer, head coach of the Northland Boys basketball program here on the show. It's 7:23. We're rolling through it. A few more coaches to get to here on this Wednesday night. We'll continue to do that next right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home in Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home in Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call on a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory-certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com. Your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Don & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs and top quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Don & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their seven convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine in or carry out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
Back in the Sports Zone on this Wednesday night, John Swisher along with you, 727. Now, as a few more coaches to get to, and we look at the Maquoka Valley Wildcat girls now with head coach Scott Monk. The Wildcats are 6-6 overall, 4-4 in the TRC West side since we last talked. 1-1 for the Wildcats with a loss to North Lynn and that win last night to Central City. As we go back to that game against North Lynn on that Tuesday night before the break, coach, and talk about that one first. We'll go back to Monticello, I should say, because I skipped ahead there. Monticello was that last game that Saturday, 43-25 at Monticello. Coach Kramer and company, a longtime rival. You've played them many times over the years, non-conference opponent with the Panthers on that Saturday afternoon, as we talk about how that game went down.
Yeah, you know, it's always, you know, we kind of pride ourselves on doing the best we can to strengthen our schedule with our non-conference teams, and Monty's always a real good team year in and year out. Coach Kramer does a good job. Mm-hmm. You know, we got down big early, and, you know, we made some adjustments and got a nice spark with Lexi Howerson and Jada Knipper off the bench, and, you know, we got the game close to where, you know, we had a chance to. You know, we were competitive there in the fourth quarter. I think we were down 11. We just could never get close enough. But I was proud of our kids the way, I mean, because we got down 20 at half. Mm. And I was proud of our kids the way they battled back. We had a foul late. But, you know, we're still young and we're still trying to figure some things out. And like I told the kids in the locker room, a lot of those things are things we just control. And we have to be better with it. And it starts with effort. I mean, it's crazy when you play hard how a lot of times the ball bounces your way. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, we see that in the games that we're successful in. And I'm not talking even just winning, even the games that, you know, where we go on big runs, it's when we start really playing hard. But sometimes it's too late. We have too many good teams on our schedule to get down big and try to claw our way back. So it's a learning experience for our kids.
Continuing to teach on the run here and getting ready for a team like North Lynn on that Tuesday night before the break as the Lynx are able to get the win 69-34. How did you like the play of your team, the effort? Talk about the little things. How'd that go that night?
You know, we actually played a really good first half, I felt. You know, North Lynn's just good. They hit shots, and they can beat in a lot of different ways, and it's constant pressure. And you know, it's good for our kids to see this now. You know what I mean? Like we told them, it's going to get us ready for the tournament. You know, we have to do a better job of valuing the basketball. And that's one thing before Christmas we really, really struggled with. And it wouldn't matter if the team was pressing us or sitting back in the zone. We were still throwing it to the other team. You know, an example we gave the kids is we played a game where we had 62 possessions against a team that didn't press one possession, and we turned it over 30 times. Yeah. And that's not, and still had a chance to win the game. So, I mean, we just tell our kids, you know, those are things we can control. The effort part and turn it over, we control those things. We just got to be better at it. We got to be better coaching our kids with it. And, you know, last night we played a Central City team that we struggled with a little bit earlier in the year. We only had 10 turnovers, and I think at one point we're at 41, 42 points. So, and the nice thing about our team, Swiss, is we got a lot of kids who can score. I mean, Haley Ronnebaum's had nights where she's in the 20s. Grace Richter, a freshman who's playing outstanding right now, has had nights where she's in the 20s. Bianca Ronnebaum last night had 22. Kennedy Roush, you know, Lexi Halverson right now is giving us great minutes. So we got kids who can do it. We have the potential. We just need to continue to put it together.
Continue to see that improvement as you talked about taking down Central City 65-28. How did you handle your break? How many practices? How much time off? Any scrimmages over the break?
Yeah, we started back on Monday, and we actually switched up something I've never done. I wasn't sure if we'd work, but we brought back some former alumni to talk with our team, the importance of what it is to play on our program. We had Emily Peters, Heidi Hager, obviously has been on the staff, Nicole Kuderna, Sammy Salo made it back, Renee Huber, Brooke Elgin, and that's just a few of the kids. Every kid that I called to come in and talk said they would do it, and some couldn't make it because we had to switch the times with the weather. But like Brianna Manson, Sammy Wall, Abby Wooten, Brooke Wooten, they all wanted to come. But it was just a good conversation with what the program means to the kids and the community. And the kids really bought into it and enjoyed it. And the kids showed up, the alumni showed up at practice and watched a little bit of it. And I got a message from one today asking how we did. And so it's good to have those kids back. And Taya Tucker and Elmer. I mean, it's just, I'm always grateful for what those former alumni gave to our program. And I've always told them, thank you, it'll never be enough. I mean, it's for what they've done for me, our school, our community, and our program. And the Lady Grail Foundation, and I wanted these kids to understand that it's important that they continue that process.
No doubt, and great perspective to have. Although, as you mentioned, solid players on good teams, but good people off the floor, and that's one of the points you're trying to get to this group of girls, too, of it matters of what kind of person you are, too, not just a player, I'm sure.
That was the first part of the conversation. I made every one of those girls tell what they did for a career, what they did in school. Some of them were one of them was a farmer, one was a teacher, one was a doctor, one was a speech pathologist, one's a dental hygienist. I mean, they're all successful people because they're great kids. Great kids are great adults now. So, no, it was great. And they took for things that they played in sports, because I want kids to play all four sports, and how it carries over to the real world, you know, being on time, being a good teammate, being positive, being coachable with the boss is trying to teach you new things. So their message, every one of those kids is every one of those girls' messages were right on. and it was all about good, positive life skills.
That's great to hear as you continue to get ready for the January grind here with Lisbon coming up at home on a Friday, and then next week North Cedar on Tuesday. So continuing to fine-tune, prepare for games, and I hope Mother Nature doesn't stand in your way too much as you saw today, but that's a part of it, and you're just glad it's not the day before a game instead of 2 days before a game.
Right, it's life in Iowa, you know what I mean? Yep. Every year at this time of year, you're like, why do I live in Iowa? But we do it when we're here. You know, I've been doing it long enough where I know and understand it, and that doesn't mean I like it any better. But, you know, like we tell our kids, we got to adjust to it. We got to still prepare ourselves, you know, and it is what it is. Everybody's in the same boat, so we just got to make the best of it.
All right, good luck getting ready for those games. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks so much.
You betcha. Scott Monk, head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Wildcat Girls program at 7:34. We have two more coaches to get to, and we'll do that next right here from KMCH Sports.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Do you need life insurance? No matter your stage in life or your expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact me, Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Randy Mahoney in Manchester, to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small town values.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
Starting to wind down the show on a Wednesday night, 7:37 now here at Mix 94.7 KMCH, 29 degrees downtown Manchester, light winds from the west at 5 miles per hour. John Swisher along with you. Michael Maloney joins me now, the head coach of the Beckman boys basketball team, as the Blazers at 5-3, 3-2 in the River Valley Conference North Division. Since we last talked, two W's for Beckman. They've won three in a row now. As we go back to December 20th, a 54-43 win over their rival Cascade at home. And we talked to Coach McMullen earlier about this game, and your team was able to come out on top and get the win on that Tuesday night. Coach, share your perspective on it. And that's not going to work, as we will try to get Coach Maloney hooked back up here, and we will take another timeout 7:38 here on this Wednesday night, where we had a bad line there, and we'll get Coach Maloney hooked back up and get him back on the air here before we round things out on this Wednesday night. Back after this.
Leonard Miller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Miller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
.740 now here at Mix 94.7 KMCH, as we'll try this again with Coach Michael Maloney. Coach, we start with that Cascade game on the 20th, 54-43, the win for your team. As talk about what went well on that night, that was your second of three wins now in a row as you took down your rival Cougars.
Yeah, sorry about losing you there, but it was a nice win going into break, obviously a game that we want to have. Cascade's, you know, massively improved over the last year and a half. Nate's done a great job getting some younger guys improved and some older guys, you know, fitting into their roles better. And so we knew we'd have to play really well. We knew they were going to come out really wanting to beat us. We've had, you know, they're running this rivalry right now lately. And so I thought we did a great job setting the tone early with our defensive pressure, really getting them out of whack on what they want to do in the offensive end. We missed Cole McDermott a few times. And he got some easy baskets. But overall, we kept everybody in check early and did a great job moving the basketball and moving guys around. And, you know, obviously they had their attention on a couple of our shooters and some other guys stepped up, made shots, attacked the paint. And we really offensive rebounded really well. And, you know, to give them credit, they never really gave in. They never gave up. They cut it to six a few times and then possibly four. But, you know, it was really nice having the seniors on our side, the experience on our side, and stepping up when we made plays and made shots or got a defensive stop when we had to. And, you know, it was a total team effort that side. And I was really happy with everybody. Like I said, we moved the basketball, shared the basketball, rebounded the basketball, and, you know, got the energy up on the defensive end.
You just mentioned and having seniors got to see your team for the first time last night against West Delaware, which we'll talk to that game coming up. Michael Maloney, the head coach of the Beckman boys, joining us. Seven seniors onto your roster. Talk about how big importance that is and how that experience is so valuable in varsity games, especially competitive varsity games night in and night out.
It's massive. I mean, you know, everybody, even if you have any type of experience, it's one thing to have, you know, a sophomore who's moved up and might be a junior now. But when you have that senior leadership, when they know the light at the end of the tunnel, this is it, it's their season to make, you know, everybody else is there to support them. We want them to end up in Des Moines or as close to Des Moines as you can possibly get. And so what you're doing to support those seven guys is huge. And two of them missed last year, which I think really hurt us. And one came back out, thank God. So we only really had four of them last year, but those four have been up when they were sophomores. So, you know, one is a freshman, been practicing with us all the time. They've done a really good job of taking, you know, what we've worked on the past, you know, 10 years I've been coaching here on, you know, advancing basketball as best we could at Beckman. And they've, you know, they've realized what the bar has been set at, and they've realized they don't want to be the ones to let the bar slip at all. So I've just been impressed with how they do it from a day-to-day basis. It's not just because we're in a game and they go out and make a play. Mm-hmm. It happens because they do it every day. And if there isn't a drill done right or there isn't something, if I say, do you think we need to be better at this? It may not even be me. It might be one of them stepping up and saying, we have to be better right now. We have to step up. We have to do this drill the right way because coach has a reason why we're doing it. So when you have that on a team, the sky's the limit on what they can do, whether they're the most talent on the court or they're not. They're going to give themselves an opportunity to win because they're doing the right things every play, every practice.
Especially when you have a player like Patrick Gallagher to take over games and the way he started last night with 8 points quick out of the gate against West Delaware, 53-44 was the final, but I was very impressed with him right from the start last night.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it helps a lot when you have a guy like him, a two-time All-Stater, and he'd be the first to tell you he can't do it by himself. Mm-hmm. Guys found him. you know, we have to read the defensive coverages this year. He gets almost all the attention from every team, and because another guy stepped up last night. You know, we didn't get necessarily double figure score, but we had 6, 6, 7, and 8, I think, or some combination of those, or 9, between a whole bunch of different guys. And so, you know, Patty can do it. He understands when we need a basket. Against Monticello, we needed a basket. He made it. Against Cascade, we needed a basket. He made it. When those crucial moments come, and you know, it lifts the pressure off everybody else. And I just thought we did a good job, even if he didn't make it. Seemed like we chased down that rebound last night, and sometimes we just get stuck watching him play. And he's a great player. There's a reason why he's going to play college, and he's earned it. But so has so many other teams that we play. They don't want to lose either. They've got great players. So to have everybody buy in and realize what it can be with a team like this in the basketball court, what we can do as a back home team, it's been really fun so far. We got a lot of things we got to get better at, but been fun to have him. And sadly, he's a senior. I know every other coach is like, how hasn't he graduated yet? But we're enjoying the ride right now.
And no doubt, as your team battled back last night after getting down, after West Delaware came back, got a lot of momentum, tied the game up, but your team never stopped fighting, and the reason you're able to get that victory last night.
Exactly. I mean, it's a throwback WOMAC game. They're a little bit quicker across the board than maybe some of the teams we faced. They're a little bit more defensive focused in that league maybe than some of the teams we faced so far, and they were scrappy. They've done a great job over all the years, that group playing together. I've seen them play since they were 6th, 7th, 8th graders. Brad had them playing, always running and gunning, shooting threes, mm-hmm. and the same style they can play now. And so if you're not smart, you're not taking care of the ball, you're not hustling back, they're going to burn you. And that's what it did when they came back. And I thought when we were able to turn that back into a half-court game and make them try to grind out possessions, you know, huge lift from Caden Gassman. Doesn't always get heralded because he doesn't score all the points, but to stop Tyrus Werner like he did was huge. Tyrus is a very fast player, very key to the West Delaware team, and there was a couple times where Tyrus had the corner about turned, and Caden just did an amazing job recovering because some guys missed help on him. And so having a guy like him, a no-nonsense guy, doesn't cause any problems, doesn't ask for the ball more than he has to, takes great shots, knows how to pass, knows how to read the floor, and then always is willing to guard the best player on the other team, is huge. So I just thought our guys made the plays that West Delaware didn't at the key moments. And you know, West Delaware is a seed-ridden team. It's a really good win for us. They got us last year the second time, and we wanted to send our seniors out beating those guys because I think Patty mentioned maybe that those guys had the upper hand almost their whole lives when they were younger. So it was a fun game either way. Great for us in the schedule. Very tough team. And like I said last night, we have no let-ups on the schedule. So we got to keep getting better every day.
Staying with the non-conference flavor, coming up on Thursday night as you get the host, Al Burnett will come to town at 7:30 start time for the varsity boys game with Coach Christofferson and company. I believe you've seen this team last couple years.
Yeah, we've played them the last two. We beat them late. They beat us last year. So really competitive games. I got great athletes. I think really a school on the rise as far as numbers go. Probably be in 2A for a while, so we could see them in the playoffs in the future as well. And they've got a really, really good ball club. You know, they went toe-to-toe with Northland that entire game. They had them down a couple possessions in the second half as well. So nothing's going to come easy. They're not going to be scared of us. They're athletic. They're strong. They got a big 6'8 guy, so they can do a lot of different things with the ball, and we're going to have to come poised and ready to go.
Indeed. And then the three-game out of routine schedule, but you do get a game day to prepare. Friday, you'll have to get ready for Durant, as you'll take on Durant at 1 o'clock in the RVC shootout down at Kirkwood Community College on Saturday afternoon. So three-game week, but at least you get that day on Friday to prepare.
Yeah, a lot of one-day preps, a lot of weird things. But, you know, at the end of the day, at least you get a day to prep. At least you got a day today to prep, and you're still playing basketball. So good rest day, good scouting report day, and get in there and see what we can do tomorrow night and do it again, because in the playoffs in Des Moines, it doesn't really matter. State says you're playing basketball. You got to be ready for everything. It can't be perfect all the time. And so this January, I think we go 3 this week, 2 next week, 3 the week after, 2, 3. It's just a constant ping pong of 2 or 3 games. And so we're excited to play basketball, more games than practice. So excited to have a senior-ridden team, but you also got to get better quick.
And hopefully Mother Nature doesn't stand in the way too much on those game days anyway.
She always rears her ugly head sometimes.
Yes, usually does indeed. Winter in Iowa, as we've talked about so far on the show here tonight. Michael, thanks for your time as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, Swiss.
You betcha. Michael Maloney, head coach of the Beckman Blazers boys basketball team. As we start to wrap it all up here on a Wednesday night, we'll come back right here from KMCH Sports.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call on a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory-certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com. Your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of the Edgewood Reminder.
Wrapping up the KMC Sports Zone, 7:50 here on this Wednesday night. That'll do it until next week. Thanks to all the coaches for their time. Thanks to Jamie Vasky for his time and hooking up with Coach Voss and Coach Meyer. Don't forget West Delaware Girls and Boys Wrestling coming up tomorrow night here from KMC Sports around 6 o'clock starting down in Williamsburg as the Hawk girls and boys wrestling team will start the new year. Jamie and Roger will have all the action for you right here from KMCH Sports. Friday night, we will have a West Delaware girls basketball on the KMCH Sports video stream inside Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School against a good WAMAC West team in Clear Creek Amana, and the boys down at Clear Creek Amana with Bill Logan and Luke Imslin. That's what's coming up the next couple days, and West Delaware boys basketball on a Saturday afternoon, as I'll be joined by Corey Coates, as we'll have Hawk boys basketball against Dubuque Wallard around 3:30 on Saturday. So the next 3 days here. Sunday we'll have Hawkeye men's basketball returning as the as the Hawkeyes will take on Rutgers at Rutgers, a 10 o'clock pregame and 11 o'clock tip-off from Piscataway, New Jersey on Sunday. That'll do it for tonight. Have yourselves a good and safe rest of your Wednesday, and we'll talk tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Eastern Iowa's Variety Station, Mix 94.7, KMCA.